This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Firefighters in California are hoping a break in the Santa Ana winds will give them a chance to gain ground against wildfires that have killed 25 people, destroyed thousands of homes, and forced hundreds of thousands to evacuate. 14 bodies were found in the area around Paradise, California, near Sacramento. Two more people were found in a car in a driveway in Malibu. Daryl Osby is the Los Angeles County Fire Chief.
We're expecting another wind event Sunday, so there's not going to be any relief in relation to this firefight, but I can tell you that our firefighters and our first responders are doing all that they can to protect lives, the property, and the environment in this region.
President Trump, meanwhile, took to Twitter to criticize California for the devastating fires. He said the wildfires were the result of gross mismanagement of the forests and threatened to withhold any federal money. The president is in France to mark 100 years since the end of World War I, but it was White House Chief of Staff John Kelly who laid a wreath in honor of those who died at a military cemetery in France on Saturday. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump had been scheduled to visit the Enmarne Cemetery Saturday near the village of Belleau, about a two-hour drive east of Paris. It's the site of a 1918 battle in which American and French forces repelled the Germans. More than 1,800 Americans died there. But the White House canceled the trip because of bad weather, which grounded the presidential helicopter. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly led the U.S. delegation at the cemetery in the president's place, laying a wreath and observing a moment of silence. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.